God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. Praise God, praise God, praise God, Jehovah. This is the Apostle Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost, leaving nothing missing and nothing broken. And today we want to talk about taking it all back, taking it back, moving the mountains out of your way, making them fall flat, and all of these things that God has blessed us with our supreme weapons of warfare. Now, we want to go on into prayer, and then we want to go on in to the Word to help you and see where we can go. Today, we're going to be coming from Joshua in the King James Bible version. Joshua, the 6th chapter. We're going to kind of skip around a little bit, but we're going to get you to where you got to be. Yes, taking it all back, shouting the devil out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to be, Jesus, habilitated in our minds, God, and helping us to be enabled, God, to hold on, to stand, God. Oh, God, to not give up the fight in the midst of the storm, Father, to keep our footing in this crumbling society. We thank you for your blessings that make us rich. And, oh, God, we thank you for adding no sorrow or no trouble with it. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you bless us just to go full force, open up our hearts, minds, ears, and our eyes to what we need to see, both naturally and spiritually, so, God. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, God, and we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, bless God and amen. Now, the Bible declares in Joshua, the 6th chapter, we're going to begin at the very first verse, and like I said, we're going to skip around just a little bit, but we're going to get you there. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. Now none, went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do this 6 days, do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark of 7 trumps of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city even 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Oh, God. Jesus. Then he said, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 rams of horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, and the priests going on and blowing the with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. Verse 16, he said, And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. My God. Then we go over to verse 20. He said, So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people and when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said unto God, two men that had spied out the land, out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as God. Ye swear unto her. Now, you got to understand the word of God for the people of God. You got to understand the story is like this. Egypt, God had saved Israel. He was taking the children out. He was blessing them. He was doing everything that he wanted to do for them. Oh, God, Moses had took them to a certain place. God was like, okay, it's fine. That's good. Y'all good? Now, okay, but now they got arrogant. They got cocky. They got blessed with some things, and then God turned that thing around, and they cursed themselves. But God said whatever he cursed, oh, God, oh, Jesus, he said it is cursed, but whatever he blessed, let no man curse it. Oh, God. But they cursed the blessed thing that God had for them. Oh, Jesus, I'm trying not to go too fast for you, but I got to get into it. You got to understand, he blesses his children, us, with some things so immaculate, so great, so beautiful, so bountiful. He does so many wonderful things for us, Jesus, but we give aside ourselves, and we feel like, you know, God, you owed me that anyway. Hold on. Why? Because you struggled a little bit, because you struggled a little while, but you got to understand something. Oh, God, he said the city was straightly shut up of the children of Israel, these God people now. None went out and none came in. So that means they were an island to themselves. Thank you, Jesus. And how many times, you know, there's some things that you were trying to do that you somehow got into your own mindset and your own, oh, God, evasiveness to say, look, well, it doesn't matter about what you think. I know that I'm the this or I'm the that, you know, the chipping, the potato chipping, a bag of chips, and I'm the potato and all this other stuff. Okay, you got cocky. You get arrogant a little bit, and, you know, you get a little pride feel because it's because of you that your hand has gotten you the job that you have. It's because of you that your child is doing so well in school. It's because of you that you got that promotion on your job. It's because of you that you feel like your church is prospering. It's because of you, because you know, all of your bills are paid and you sitting in the lap of luxury and everything is good because you think that it is all about you. But hold on. I'm reminded of another scripture in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I think verses 6, 7, 17 through 19. God said, hold on, don't you forever forget that it is me, the Lord your God, who have given you the power, oh God, to invest in your hands, to, oh God, bring forth wealth, oh God, to promote health and the things of your life that you need to exceed and succeed and proceed and to go further. See, sometimes we forget that we're in a process, that we have to go through certain things. Oh God, we have to what? Be carried. Then sometimes we have to be, you know, able to crawl. Then we have to learn how to walk. Then we have to learn how to run. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God has said, look. Y'all, faith is in a small place. And you got to understand, sometimes people have to carry you through the valley of decision of your life. And sometimes you got to understand that people, they will only carry you so far, because after a while, since you've been on the milk or the breast milk or the Similac or whichever you care to choose to use, after a while, then you're supposed to be able to graduate to some type of baby food. My God. Oh, Jesus. You know the baby food in the little bottle. You know, I have to spoon feed you just a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. And now you have supposed to have gotten some kind of muscle about yourself in your legs. I've been trying to hold you up and teach you how to walk, but that ain't it, because you ain't got there yet. So I'm going to let you crawl just a little bit. I'm going to see how far you can go and try to stand up on your own. My God. Jesus, you the mothers know how it go. Yeah, I'm going to let her do it. I'm just going to let her see how far, let him see how far he can go. Jesus, but, oh God, there are things that be in the way that causes the child to get a little inquisitive. So, yeah, they don't mind standing up on a table and holding it, or standing up on a sofa and holding it and trying to walk while they're trying to find out what it is that's in front of them that they really want to get. Jesus, oh God, help me, I'm going somewhere. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So, after a while of you walking and you come to being fed, or you trying to walk a little bit, thank you, Lord, you begin to try to run. My God, Jesus, but sometimes we forget that we have to run this race with patience that is set before us. And this, oh God, is a thing that the Holy Ghost is trying to show us even in this. He told Joshua, look. Those people are full of themselves. Oh, God. Yes, y'all are my children, but they are the children that are hard-headed. And what you got to understand is there is a house that's on the hill that, what's her name? The harlot. The harlot, she had the house on the hill. Mm-hmm. And because she had the house on the hill, there was a house where men had to come back. Rahab, the harlot. She had the house. Her house was sitting up on the hill so people could see it. So the men who were, oh God, who wanted, you know, who were customers, you know, to come in and do what they do and, you know, get on down. But God had sent spies to the land. Joshua sent spies to the land to find out what it was that they needed to do. Oh God, to overtake that land, to possess back what God had given them from the beginning. Oh, I don't understand. I know. Sometimes the devil comes in and he gets us, he blindsides us from one way, and oh God, he blindsides us from another way, and oh God, the thing that God has given us from the very beginning, Satan has somehow kind of come and contaminate that thing, or somehow tried to come and defile or desecrate that thing, that good and that perfect thing which God had given us. So what we do is because we, you know, get a little hard-headed sometimes, we you know, get by ourselves, and I don't want to share this with anybody, or you have friends that get by themselves. Now, you know, you help them to get to where they have to be, huh? But somehow in their walk, somehow in their life, the mindset on you to want to help you get to where you were supposed to be with them. My God. So somehow they just actually took off and left you. My God. But they never sought to reach back and try to help you go to where you were supposed to be from the first. Oh, God, you missed it. Well, watch this like this. So see, God was telling Joshua, look, man, it's a city that I need you to come in. I want you to go back and take it back. Oh, God, I don't want to. See, I want you to take the people. That I want you to take the Ark of the Covenant, which is mine. I want you to let the priests go before it. I want the mighty men who are going to stand up for what's right, who are going to not take down and cower down, not who are going to become some passive aggressive because, oh, God, let somebody else do it because I'm tired of walking. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of, you know, shouting. I'm tired of dancing. I'm tired of preaching. I'm tired of reaching. I'm tired, of doing that job. Don't nobody want to help me do my job. Well, what the world? Hold on. I'm doing this for God. And the Bible said, whatever you do for God, whatever you do for Jesus, that's the only thing that's going to last. So God had to give them specific instructions. And a lot of times, as prophets, as preachers, as teachers, as leaders, as, oh, God, greeters, as those who God has called to be in the ministry, to walk for him and talk for him, to do the thing that he called us to do. Oh God, he tells us specific instructions, give us specific directions on what to do and how to do, my God, the work and perform the work for him. Jesus, oh God, and a lot of times we get weary in what we're doing because what we've discovered is we've been outside of our lane doing somebody else's job other than what God told us to do from the very beginning. But God began to tell Joshua, oh God, you give them this specific instruction. Make them pass and walk around the wall 7 days. Not just six, but seven. Oh, God, Jesus. Six was the number of man. Seven was the, oh, God, the complete number. Jesus was a number of completion, making them whole, making them perfect. Now, watch what he told them. He said, you go before them. Let them walk. Now, don't say a word. See, you got to understand, sometimes you can be in a desperate situation. You can be in the most horrible, hardest situation of your life. Jesus and Satan would look at you, and he's been mocking you, and, oh, God, he's been tempting you. He's been testing you. He's been ridiculing you. He's been deriding you. He's been trying to put you in a righteous place in your mind and make you feel like, look, ain't no help in sight for me at all. Jesus, but God said, if you just hold your peace, oh, God help me, Holy Ghost, if you just begin to repent for even how the foolishness that you thought about even them, I'm going to change the channel. I'm going to change the dial. I'm going to make something great out of what I told you was messed up from the very jump. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so he told him to be quiet. He said, walk around. Don't say a word. Thank you, God. And how many times you know when you go into the workhouse, when you go to church, and you know that you got that enemy in front of you. You know that you before you get to work, you know before you get to the, oh, God, gas station, you know that you before you get to, oh, God, the library, before you get to the supermarket, you know you got enemies all around you that want to, oh, God, to rab you and talk bad to you and look at you all upside your head like you didn't did something wrong when all you did was try to help them, oh, God, before you even got to where you were trying to go. Jesus, Peter, man. Oh God, sometimes God tells me he's a wise man is quick to hear but slow to speak. A wise woman, oh God, is quick to hear but slow to speak. Sometimes you got to hear and not hear. You got to see and not see. And that's what God was trying to tell Joshua to tell the people. He said, be quiet when you're walking around the wall. If you ain't doing nothing else, you need to be meditating upon the name of the Lord. Yes, God, your Jehovah Jireh, my God, your Jehovah Mekadesh, your Jehovah Zavot, your Jehovah Rapha, your Jehovah Shammah, your Jehovah Shalom, your Jehovah Rohi, your Jehovah Rafiki. You need to be meditating upon the name of the Lord, my God, while you're doing your walking around this wall, because sure enough, you need to understand, while you're walking, you're fasting. While you're fasting, you're praying. While you're praying within yourself, reasoning in your heart, telling me thank you, glorifying my name, giving me the glory, giving me the praise and the worship, just as sure as you do it, I'm going to bless you. The Bible said the reward came behind them. The reward was doing what it wanted to do for them. It was working a far more exceeding, precious, great promise for them that they could not see them own selves. A lot of times our instructors, our leaders, our preachers, our teachers, our pastors, our evangelists, our apostles, our bishops, our prophets, they try to tell us things that are going to help us and advance us for the kingdom of God. But because we don't understand what it is that they're telling us, a lot of times we buck and rebel and we fight against the man or the woman's hand of God or the word of God from the woman or the man of God. And we think that because we have an opinionated idea, oh God, which is not an actual factual, that God has already told us and promised us and, oh God, commanded from us, Jesus, that we feel like we don't have to listen to everything that the man or woman of God say. We listen partially. Oh God, and we bias about certain things, but we are, we think that we all of that. Thank you, Jesus. But how many know the Bible said low is the way? Low, 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 low. Jesus said, I came low in the volume of the book. I came as a servant to serve the men and the women of God, to show them it's not about me. I became poor that you may become rich. Jesus, I could have stayed in my holy habitation of righteousness, my holy habitation of love, my holy habitation where the blood is continually flowing, making all things new. My God, Jesus, but because I'm a whole God, oh God, in the volume of the book, I came low that you may become high. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to help you get to where you got to be. My God. And because the man or woman of God tells us certain things, we don't understand. So we all, oh God, seemingly want to buck and fight against what the man or woman of God is saying. Jesus, but I thank God that these people listened to the man of God, because somehow, some way, God to go in and out before the people the right way. He was actually Moses' successor. Yes, God, he did everything that Moses told him to do. Not only that, but he did everything that God told him to do. Jesus, so as God began to relay the things to Moses to show him that, look, one day you get ready to leave. So I'm going to have to get you to put somebody in place for you to keep you or your people with an understanding to help them the rest of the way. My God. So back to the story at hand. Thank you, Jesus. As the people begin to march around the wall, thank you, God, as the people begin to not to make a voice, a sound, or a noise, or any utterance in their hearts or out of their mouth, thank you, God, Satan began to look over the wall trying to find out what's going on. Yes, Lord. And that's how it is when you get to the job, because you're so quiet, because you learn how to be quiet. You've learned how to, oh God, channel your anger. You've learned how not to displace your emotions, you know, by how you feel for people that want to fight and rage out and lunge back out, because you've learned how to keep your peace, my God, and let the Lord fight your battle, then you see that victory shall be yours. Thank you, Jesus. I've been known to go to certain places, and I know people hate me. I'm not messed up about how you hate me. You're not me that you hate. It's the spirit that I have that's inside of me that you hate. Thank you, God. And what you got to understand is, if you don't be careful on how you talk to me, that's, oh God, the recipient or the holder of the spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, he said, I will not let you hurt my prophet, nor do me, oh God, any type of wrongdoing in my walk. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you hinder the hand of God, if you hinder the move of God, God will easily put you out the way. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm glad these people listened to the man of God. Thank you, God. They marched around the wall one time. Nobody said a thing. They marched around the wall twice. Nobody said a word. They marched around the wall three times. Nobody said said a word. They marched for the fourth time. Nobody said a word. They marched for the fifth time. Good God, I said it, but nobody said a word. On the sixth time, Jesus. See, you got to understand the number five being grace. Oh, God, help me. Because God had given them the grace to continue on with the fight. You know, I'm sure somebody got weary. I'm sure somebody got a little tired. I'm sure some child got a little sick. I'm sure that somebody, oh, God, has some kind of medical condition. But I'm sure that somebody said, come on, my brother, come on, my sister, let me help you along the way. I ain't got to say what I'm trying to do. I'm just going to help you out because the man of God told us to be quiet. We got to keep this march up. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But if we sow to the flesh of the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. But if we sow to the spirit of the spirit, we're going to reap what? Everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. So he that endured unto the end, the same shall be saved. So on the sixth day, hallelujah, is our number. Yes, Lord. Just like the number of, oh God, of the month of this year. Oh God, we are in the sixth month, Jesus. Oh, we just June, my God, today. Jesus. And oh God, because we're in the sixth month, God said, I'm getting ready to rain down blessings and miracles untold. I guess I got to prophesy a little bit. So, but you got to hold on to the promise. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh God, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, he said, I'm going to bless you indeed if you just hold, oh God, to my unchanging hand. My God, it's time to go in with a shout. The seventh day, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. I can see the man of God telling them, lift up your horns. Lift up the hobah, shut the whole sea. Your head, oh ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. My God, hey, and the King of glory shall come in. Hey, Jesus, and if you learn how to shout, hallelujah, with the shout of righteousness, shout, hey, with the shout of glory, shout, hey, glory, with the shout of hope, with your shout, with the shout of help, my God, shout, with the shout of desperation, to know that God said, I'm going to fix it, no matter what the devil say. Oh, God, help me, because he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep, but the Bible says he's going to raise up to the prey, and he's going to overtake the enemy, because he dwells in the inhabitants of the shout of the praises of the people. So God had to come down his steps when they blew the shout in the horns. Good God, today, in the Bible said the wall, hey, glory to God. Oh God, it fell flat. Thank you, Jesus. And when it fell flat, the man of God said, go ahead and take everything that's yours. Good God, today. Oh God, he said, well, kill everything that's already there. Thank you, Jesus, because we don't want to take nothing that's cursed with us. Oh God, help me. So God said, whatever I bless, can't nobody call cursed. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever I make good, can't nobody call it bad. Jesus, he said, so what y'all do is go on in. Oh, the woman. To help for us. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. And see, what you have to understand who Rahab was. She was, oh, God, Jesus. She was David's grandmother. Yes, Lord. She was a harlot, my God. She was Jesus' great-grandmother. Ain't that something, my God? Jesus. So he came from a lineage of people that wasn't about anything. Good God. God took a whore. Hey, and made her seed holy, made her sons holy, made her grandsons holy, made her granddaughters holy, made her great-granddaughters, great-grandchildren holy. Oh, God, he took her home and made something holy out of her. Good God today. Hallelujah. So God said, you got to learn how to shout. I don't care what the devil is saying. Oh, Jesus, the building came. Oh, well, throw them in the earth. Bless God anyway. Jesus, somebody said your son got caught up in somebody's gang violence. The devil is a lie. The devil has to let him go. Yes, Lord. See, you got to learn how to do a sneak attack on the enemy. He's looking over the wall wondering why the folks just shout. Why the folks, I'm sorry, just walking around. Why the folks just looking, wow, what the baby going to do? Jesus, and the same thing applies for when you go to work. They looking at you. Why is she so quiet all of a sudden? Why he so quiet all of a sudden? Something must have happened. You make the enemy nervous. Yes, Lord. You make the enemy wonder about you. Yes, Lord. David said, I was a wonder unto many because they didn't understand that every time they tried to do something to me and try to kill me, I couldn't die. They failed to understand my praise don't make me die. It makes me multiply. Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I feel it in my soul. My my soul cry out, hallelujah. I'm grateful because God, oh God, is on my side. And if it were not for God on my side, where would I be? How would I be? Who would I be? Where would I be? Yes, Lord, because God is my keeper. God is my life sustainer. God is the one who causes me to reign. Jesus, after I suffered with him just a little while, yes, Lord. And I'm so grateful to know that God said, oh God, all things are working together for my good. Why? Because he's called me, and because I, oh God, called according to the purpose, I love him. Oh God, and because he called me, he justified me. Because he justified me, he glorified me. Jesus, and because he glorified me, he said, I'm with you to the very end of the earth. Therefore, if anything, oh God, will try to come against you, who can it be that's going to fight against me? My God, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, oh God, thou shalt condemn it. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, for this is the heritage of my servants, and my righteousness is of him, said God. Yes, Lord. Jesus, so if, oh God, God be for me, who can be against me? Nay, in all these things, I am more than the conqueror through him that loved me. Thank you, Jesus. I got the power to count down anything that God told me that's mine. Thank you, God. If the devil putting his hands on it, take your nasty hands off my stuff. Take your hands off my health. Take your hands off my wealth. Take your hands off my family. Take your hands off my church. Take your hands off my business. Take your hands off my life. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. I have the power and the strength, the anointing and the emotion, the dominion, and the authority, good God, to shout the devil out. Yes, Lord. And now, God, that's the problem. Satan has been trying to close the mouth of the people of God for a long time, telling us we can't shout, telling us we can't praise God, telling us I got a right to praise God. Jesus, every time I think about it, when I got hit by that 18-wheeler, couldn't walk, talk, hear, or see for 7.5 months, Jesus broke every bone in my body. Thank you, Jesus, with those 6 life support systems. Oh, God, transported to 6 different hospitals, 7 head surgeries, 7 heart attacks, 7 seizures, 7 strokes at the same time. And you tell me I can't shout? I rebuke you. I got the power that God has invested within me. Thank you, Jesus. And because God is my strength, I shall survive. I shall make it. I shall overcome. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad Martin Luther King made that little song or whatever. We shall overcome. I've already overcome because he said he overcame. Yes, God. Jesus, so all God is telling us to do is hold on just a little while longer. Shout until you shout the devil out. Jesus, patience is a killer for any desperation. Any time that devil try to stick his head up, stomp it to the ground, shout it to the ground, lift your hands up and say, Satan, with my hands up, you got to shut up. Yes, Lord, you ain't got to talk crazy to the people at work. Just wave your hand. Yes, God, they don't understand what you're doing. Just wave your hand. See, you just waving your little troubles out the way. You just waving their little funny-looking attitude and stuff, all that stuff out the way. God bless you. How you doing? Yes, Lord, because the Bible said, let your moderation be known. Oh, God, unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Oh, God, be gentle in the sight of all men. Oh, God, don't do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Not like that. Thank you, Jesus. You do unto them kindness as you will have them to do unto you. Yes, Lord. So as you do what I ask you to do, you reap coals. He coals the fire on their head. Yes, God. They got to suffer for how they want to treat you, my God, because I told you, it ain't you that they fighting against. It's the Spirit of God that they fighting against. And because God is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. God got your back because God is on your side. Satan cannot ride. Yes, Lord. I bless God for y'all today. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that God bless you in every endeavor, that he keep you through the week, that he bless your heart and all your other parts, that he move out every obstacle out of your way, that he continue to touch you as you trust him, as you walk up right before him, as you keep your mind stayed on him, that he may keep you in perfect peace. Yes, Lord, that he may be your everlasting strength and that you may be able to call him your Jah, your Jehovah God. God bless you. I love you. Be encouraged and pray my strength in and from and of the Lord. God bless you. Love you.